Before we go further, I'd like to clarify a little bit the Tosfos we had learned yesterday on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. I'd like to go over it, and then we'll go back to the Gemara. We had on the Gemara Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara speaks about there's a tremendous basilki, a tremendous mokim that kiflaim ki yaitzim mitzrayim hoyubo. And this was not Sandi Rishon Mitzrayim. And it explains that there was problems in hearing the brachas. So there was a bimish aleitz ben tzeisa v'chazna knesses oimid alev asudron biyodoi v'kivin shiigi alaneis omein alameinif besuda v'chol ha'on oimim omein. So they couldn't hear the brachas, so the shamish lifted up the sudrim, so that was a signal for the people to answer amen. Let us see Tosfos again. V'kivin shiigi alaneis omein meinef besuda v'chol ha'on oinim omein. Ba'orech kashile l'rabbeinu nisim, hoda'om ha'bareish gemore d'shloishe she'ochlu, ein oinin omein yisayimah. One is not permitted to say an amen, answer amen, on a broche which he did not hear. That's called an amen yisayim. Hocha loishamu abroche. Here they didn't hear the broche. Ela banofas asudrin yoidim shigi ainis amen. They just were aware that that what broche they're saying, because they could figure this out from the sudrin. So they're saying amen yisayim, they're saying amen without hearing the book. Umeforech, so the Rabbeinu Nissim Goyim explains, b'shem rabbonon d'bnei merovit, shal mishu chayev broche komar, that this halacha of an amen yisayim is not speaking about every amen. It's only speaking about a particular case. That a person is chayev to make a broche, he wants to be yoitze the broche by answering omein. So there is a loche tzor sheyishma v'achar kach yanomi. So there the loche is he has to hear first the broche and then he answers omein. V'lo yane omein yisayin. V'ho d'oinen omein banofesud. So what is the case over here in Alexandria? Hainu b'kriya seife teire. So this is speaking about by Kriyas HaTorah, the loy betfile, loy bedovo, sheshliach tibo, moitzi rabim yedein chevos. That means, so the Oroch is saying a gewaldike chiddush, that the broche, when a person is oilu le teire, that's not, he doesn't have to be moitzi the oilam with his broche. That's a din, a oile al tkova de tibo, so the oile personally has to make this broche, but they don't have to be yaitze with his broche. So therefore, since they don't have to be yaitze with his bracha, they could answer amen. They could answer amen on the bracha, even though they didn't hear the bracha. Masha ein kein. Tvile, or the vadovo, shashliach tibo, moitzi rabim yedei chevosam. So memela, then they have to hear the bracha. V'chein meforesh b'gmore de pirkim b'irishalmi. Taisa says, this teretz is mavur on b'irishalmi. Because in Yerushalmi it says, Bimo shel eitz be'emtza, v'chazen ha'knesses oleho, omad echod mehem likrois, v'yem amunem meinev besudrim ein einin omim al kol brocha o brocha. So it says, klor in the Yerushalmi, omad echod mehem likrois, and others say likrois b'teire, but that means, so they say, the Yerushalmi explained our Mishnah, is only speaking about Kriyas HaTorah. So why after Kriyas HaTorah there's so many other brachas which are said in a shul? So vice is the brachas which are said in a shul, a sudah won't help. But by Kriyas HaTorah, since there they weren't yaitza with his brachas, so there they were able to answer amen ayyidei hanof a sudah. That's one Yerushalmi. Another Yerushalmi. Bebrachas Yerushalmi b'seif elu dvorim koma, eizehi amen yisayinva. Huna omar rav, hein dechayev loyme broche, v'lo yodah mahu oine. So the Ket Dish Yerushalmi is also like of Nissen Goyim. The whole case of Omin Yisayme is, if he says chayev, he's chayev loyme broche, he's mochiv to say broche, v'lo yodah mahu oine, he doesn't know what he's answering. So that's a Lamin Yisayim that one isn't Yaitse. The Rav Koyin said the Goyin Oma Chayev Tzibul Lishtoik V'lishmoya Kol Lishtoik V'lishmoya Kol Brochu Brochu M'piyachazen V'acha Kach Yana Omin L'acha Shetich La'Brochu M'piyavorech. And Rabbi Kain Tzedek is Messiah, and if not, it's an Omein Yisayim. Now, if we would stop here and not go further, so we could say that the Rav Kain Tzedek Goyim is Chaylik on Rav Nissen Goyim. He's saying, Chayev Tzibur Lishtek Lishmei Kol Brocha O Brocha Mipi Achazen. So here we see he's not speaking about the Oyla L'Toyre. He's speaking about Kobrocha, Broch, Mepiachaz. He's speaking about Shemayna Esrei. La'acher kach, Yana Omein, la'acher shetich la'brocha Mepiach Mevorach. So one second, I'm sorry. So we could learn that every broche, Yemuchuyev Tehir, la'acher kach, Yana Omein, la'acher shetich la'brocha Mepiach Mevorach. Every broche. Now, mechuyev to every bracha. He doesn't say yoyitzer. He doesn't say that he says to be mitzim. He says every bracha you have to hear. V'acha kach yana omen la'acha shetich la'brocha mipi yana dorech. So the tool in Simen Kufchav Dalet brings down a machloikis Rav Koyin Tzedek Rav Nissen Goyim. Rav Nissen Goyim said, the whole din of Omen Yisayme is only on a broche. I want to be yoitza with this broche. Rav Koyin Tzedek says, Chayev Tzibur Lishtek Lishmoya Kol Broche Broche Mepi Achazen. It means, doesn't seem to say that they weren't yoitza Shmei Nesche, but Tzibur Mestama was yoitza Shmei Nesche already. Reva Bekim. The Bechuyev to answer Omen, and every, they have to Bechuyev to listen to every broche and to say Omen on it. It seems as if you're not Yaitse. You have Mechuyev to hear the Broch and say Amen, and he's Messiah, we don't have the whole Lashon, and if not, that's an Amen Yisayim. So the tool brings down, there's a Machlokes, Rav Nissen Goyim says that the whole din Amen Yisayim is only in a Broch, I have to be Yaitse with. Then there's a Chason of Amen Yisayim. And Rav Koyin Tzedek Goyin says that every brocha the tziba is mechuyev to hear and to answer amen, or else will be a amen yisayim. So if that is the case, so every brocha is mechuyev to hear. So what is the so what is pshat in Alexandria? What pshat in Nofes Sutra? So the two feels like Rav Koyin Tzedek learned pshat. That if you know which bracha you're making, that's also not an Omen Yisayma. Omen Yisayma is that there's no connection from your Omen to the bracha that's being said. But if you're aware which bracha you're saying, that's not called an Omen Yisayma. Akocha, that's what I have to learn shat. If the din of Omen Yisayma applies by all brachas, chayiv by all brachas, so akocha, you'll have to say, that being aware of which bracha is being said is also ois omen yisayim. So it comes out, according to this amachloikis, Rav Nissen Goyim and Rav Koyin Tzedek, lechumre ulekula. That means, Rav Nissen Goyim learns pshat, that being aware of what bracha you're answering omen doesn't help. You have to hear the bracha. So that's achumre of Rav Nissen Goyim. Rav Koyin Tzedek holds, if you're aware, that's also sufficient. That's not called an Omen Yisayim. So there, Rav Nissen Goyim is Machmer, and Rav Koyin Tzedek is Meikel. Le'idach Gise, if you don't know, when it is an Omen Yisayim, so the Rav Nissen Goyim holds, the whole din of Omen Yisayim is only if I want to be Yaitse with the Broche. Rav Koyin Tzedek says, by all Broches, I'm Mechuyev to hear the Broche before I answer Omen. That's how the tool learns pshat. So if Tesis would stop here, we would say that that's pshat. But let's go a little further. Va'oid yesh loyma, yaidim hoyu lechaven seder abroche, shezu achazu, b'minyin shemayinim kisidron. So now Tesis says, a new teretz, that we had a problem. Why is it a yomim yisayim by the sudrin? So Taisu says, oh, we could say that if you know which brach you're saying, it's not a yomim yisayim. So the Beis Yosef is medayek from Taisu. So Taisu did not learn like the Torah because that's not oydish loyma. Rab Kain Tzedek used to learn like this. If Rab Kain Tzedek said that by that chayiv tzibol lishtek lishmoyer kol brocha brocha mepiach hazen v'achar kach yana omein v'achar shetich labrocha mepiach mevorech, so what did he do with our gemara? So al kol chocha speaking about that he knew about it. So, but with Taisus it doesn't seem like that. Taisus, that's a ba'oidya shleim. So therefore the Beis Yosef says that Taisus learned different pshat than in Rav Kain Tzedek than the Torah. Because Be'emeson, we have here Akasha. He says that Taisus Lomshat Rav Kain Tzedek holds like Rav Nissim Goyim, and he's for entering Akasha and Rav Nissim Goyim. Rav Nissim Goyim said that the only case where there's a problem of an Omen Yisoyme is that if I want to be Yoytze. So now let's ask Rav Nissim Goyim. If the Yidden were davening the Tefillah Belachash, and now the Shatz is davening the Hoichah Shemeneser. So, theoretically, I don't be Yoytze with his Brocha, I was Yoytze already. Because Chazoros HaShatz. So, Chazoros HaShatz for a Boki, L'chayre, we would say, there's no problem of an Omin Yisoyme, because he's not Yoytze. So then there's a big problem. So why did the Yerushalmi say that the case of Sudrim is speaking about Koire B'Toire? The case of another Sudrim could also be speaking about Chazoros HaShatz. Why Davke? So therefore, Taisus brought down that no, Rav Kain Tzedek says that Rav Kain Tzedek is Moisef on the Oruch. Not only a Broche, you have to be Yaitse with the Broche, there's a problem of Omin Yisayme. But Chazoros HaShatz is a chiyiv to listen and to answer Omen. If he mechuyiv to hear the bracha, there's also a problem of Omen Yisayme. So therefore, the only case what the Yerushalmi could think where there's no Omen Yisayme is by Kris HaTayre. He's making the bracha because he's Eilul HaTayre. I don't need his bracha. So by Mele, so this is, that's what the Beis Yosef answer Lohim Shat, that Rav Kain Tzedek, according to Taisviz, that is a siyua to Rav Nissim Goyim, but it's just Moisef, not only when you want to be Yoytze, it's an Omen Yisayme. But if you there's a chiv to listen to Bochel, it's also called an Omen Yisayme. Now, Rashi, on Daphnan Aleph Amid Beis, and Rashi says, Pshat in the Maisel Amei Samim Shohoi Yashliya Shlefnei Ateva Goyme Bechosei Vahim Lo Yoy Yechoylam Kulun Lishmoya Koyli. So Rashi is clone not like Taisus. Rashi is saying that it's speaking about Chazoros HaShatz, and a suda held by Chazoros HaShatz also. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi of Kochach has to hold like the Ba'idya Shloima, that as long as you're aware what Broch is being said, there's no problem of Omen Yisayim. Now let us go back to Daphne Nalef Amid Beis. Around 8 lines from the bottom. B'maitzoi Yomtev, the Mishnah said, B'maitzoi Yomtev, Harishin Shalchak, Yodu Le'ezras Noshim, Misaknim Shom Tikin Godel. They were Misakin, a Tikin Godel, and the Ezra's Nosh. My Tikin Godel. What was the Tikin Godel they were Misakin? Omar Rabelozo, Kaisa Sheshaninu, Chaloka Haisa Berishain. In the beginning, the base Hamikdash used to be smooth. There was nothing in the Ezra's Noshim, there was nothing projecting from the walls of the Ezra's Noshim. And later, they made a balcony coming out. They made a takonim. She enoshim yeshveis milamaylo, vanoshim milamato. And that was the tikkun godel. Let us see Rashi. Chaloka isa ezras noshim birishayne. The walls were smooth. There weren't any woods projecting from the walls. Then they made a balcony, they made that a balcony should surround the Ezra's Noshim. Nosnu zizim biksolim builtim minakaisel. They put, let's say, wood there to project, coming out of the kaisel, soviv soviv. The whole shona on each year, meitzoy yontavarishim, mesadrim shom zustarois, levochim shekoirim blank. So they put boards over these zizim. That the women should stand on the balcony and watch. This was the Tikkun Gadol. Now we'll see, the Gemara will explain exactly what this Tikkun Gadol was. Tana Rabot. The Rishon in the beginning, they, in order to avoid a taruvis, or you noshim mibifnim, women were in the Ezras Noshim, Va'anoshim Yibachutz, and the men were outside in the Chil, and the Shiorim were Mechuvim Zekin Egezes, like upon him, it seems the Simchas Beis HaShe'iva was in the middle, and they were able to watch, both sides were able to watch the Simcha in the middle, the door was open, the Shar HaMizrach was open, for Yeboim Lidei Kalos Reish. But the men and the women were kindly they call us lunch. Iskinu shi enoshim yoishvish mi bachutz, ba enoshim mi bifnim. Vadayim o yuboim li they call us lunch. Iskinu shi enoshim yoishvish mi lamaylo, ba enoshim mi lamato. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, mi bifnim be ezras noshim, mi bachutz, berokh bo shalah rabah yisu bechil. So Memele, they saw both didn't help, and they made a gzustere, a balcony. So now we avoided the problem. Heichi Ovid Hochi, so the Gemara asks, how were they permitted to be moisif al habinyin? Bachsiv, the Pasuk says, Hakil biksav biyad Hashem alai hiskil. That David HaMelech told Shlomo HaMelech, that when he gave him the plans from the Beis HaMikdash, he says, this is not from plans from an architect, this is plans that the Novi gave me, Hakil, Biksav, Miyad, Hashem, Olai, Hiskil. These are the exact plans how the Beis HaMikdash has to be, and one is not permitted to change these plans. So, Memela, how, for what reason were they able to be Moisef al-Abinyan? They were Moisef al-Abinyan. They found a posik, and they darshan from this posik ahead. What posik did they find? The posik says in Zechariah, V'softa ha'oretz, V'bnei ha'oretz will be maspid, Mishpoches, Mishpoches, Levad. Separate Mishpoches. Mishpachas beis David Levad, and Nishayim Levad. That's what it says in the posik. So it says, B'shas ve'hespid, there will be a different mocking for the base of it, and then a different mocking on the shame levat. They will not intermingle. Amru, so they saw this posik, they said, "Vale dvorim kal bochayim." Uma lo osid lovoi sheoiskim behespet veinyetzahor sheilut behem. Amru toira anoshim levat venoshim levat. Achsho sheasukim besimche. So from this they made a droshe that the zikha, we have to make sure it should be anoshim levad v'noshim levad. Let us first see Rashi. Heichi oved hochi sheisifu v'shinu klum al binyan shloime. V'ksiv gabi dovet ha-melech sheziva shloime al midas ha-binyan. This is שיספדו על משיח בן יוסף, שנרג במלחמת גוג ומגוג, גרסיב משפחת בית דוד לבד, ונשם לבד, שאפילו בשעת הצער צריך להבדיל אנשים מנשים, שעסוקים בהספד, ואיש אישו, המצטער אין עמי כל ראשי מהר, ובין קלוס ראש, Poitchen Yetzer Hore Shoilet, Kedoma Krov, Asirois Yisleva Evan, Vakaman Omar, Asher Kadosh Baruch Hu Shoichtoi, Omro Teure Anoshim Levad, Anoshim Levad, Kan Shasukim Besimche, Ukrovo Lekalos Roish, Poitchen Yetzer Hore Shoilet, Achshav Leikolshkin. Now, we have to understand Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara asks Akasha that you're not permitted to be Mishane. Hakil, Biksav, Biksav, Miyad Hashem Allah, is not allowed to be Mishane. So that's the Kasha. So what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers, they found the Posek. But how does this stand for the Kasha? There's a Gzeres HaKosev, you're not permitted to be Mishane. So yeah, there's a problem. So good, put up a Kel Kairi, the next year the women shouldn't come to this and just base Hashayva. I mean, you have a problem over here. But how does this answer the problem? So there's a very interesting machlokes between the Marsha and the Sugya and Rabbi Shezachayim Levroche, Natshuva. The Marsha says as follows. The Marsha says, a Yesod, that we see from this posik that there can't be, that means als Kedushas Yisrael, there cannot be Taruf is not permitted to be together. So that what the Pasuk says, Akil Biksov, is speaking about something else. That means if one wants to be Mishane the Tzuras Habayis Lutzairach Aboide, he wants to make a bigger Mizbeach, he wants to make a bigger Ezras Noshim for Tzairach Aboide. This was given, these plans were given for avoider, that means that the base avoider says base of Mikdash has to be done in with such dimensions and such a tzura. That is Hakel Biksov. This is a zaitike cheshbon. This is a psach cheshbon. Now, as elochkeit we have to make. So that's not a stira to Hakel Biksov. This is we had a limud als elochkeit als kedusha. You have to make it done. So this is not a stira to Hakel Biksov. That's what the Marsha says. And Ramesha Zechayim Levocha first wants to bring a raya to the Marsha. Ramesha and the Chubis, Chelik Aleph, Simin Lamed Tes, he wants to bring a raya to the Marsha. He says, the Chay wants to bring a raya from a Rosh and Midis. The Rosh says that, they made a soireg outside. Shulahater isel tiltul b'shabes, mishum shehekev harabayis leimahani vavahuka ulubesoif posach. The Rosh said they made a soireg, they made a mechitza outside. Why do you have to make a mechitza outside? L'choyre harabayis alone is makes it a reshus hayochid. Because it's an omud gavoya yod, I mean it's a mountain, so a male that alone gives it a teres reshus hayochid. So the Rosh says, but it was hukaf l'psayv posach. That means the mechitza came before the binyan. So mid rabbonim, you're not allowed to be metalful and amokim if there was a mechitza made before there was, that's called hukaf l'dirim. So therefore they made a seirik. Now, it's like Ramoshe, good, it's very good. How are you allowed to make a seirik? About hakel biksav, you have a very good reason over here that you're not allowed to be metalful. It's a problem. But how are you allowed to build a seirig? This is Hakel Biksav. Biksav, there's a certain, this was not in the plans, how are you allowed to do it? So Vaistais, like the Marsha, that if you're doing it for different reasons, I'm not doing this. I have a problem with Shemri Shabbos. I'm not allowed to be metalto. So my mele, so they made a seirig. As long as it's not done for Tzayach HaBoide, he says, this will be a gewaldic raya to the Marsha. But he asks Akasha and the Marsha, from a Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara in Chulin, Dr. Gimel Amid Bey says, the Gemara in Chulin says that by the Oifais, that they were Moilik, Gabi HaMizbeach, and the Tzad HaMizbeach, there's no mitzvah of Kisi Adam. Why is there a mitzvah of Kisi Adam? So the Gemara explains, because the mitzvah of Kisi Adam is that you first have to put the offer, then you're dam, and then you mechas it again. So it has to be offa milamat and offa milamayla. So the Gemara says, if you're going to kvetch ois the oif and the mizbeach, So you have to first put the offer on the Mizbeach first, on the side of Mizbeach, that in order that it should be first offer milamato. Now, if you have intentions to leave it there, so then it's called boinim. So you're being ma'ave the Mizbeach. You're getting onto the Mizbeach. You intended to leave it there. Hakil b'ksof. So normally, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be ma'ave the Mizbeach. If you'll have intentions, take it away right away, so then it's not part of the Mizbeach, so it's a chatzitza, it has to be al-kira Mizbeach. So Mamela, so it's oiski shpal, that there's no mitzvah of kisi adam, a mitzvah deraisa by mukdosh, because you can't make it. Either there'll be a, if you plan to leave it there, so it's a son of hakul bikso. If you don't plan to leave it there, so it's a chatzitza, so it's not kira Mizbeach. Chekha Moshe, according to the Marsha, what's up this hakul? This is, I'm doing this for a reason, not for avoide. Just like the Marsha said, you're allowed to do the Tzerich Kedushin, the Tzerich Tiltul, the Rosh says, you're allowed to do. I'm doing this for the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. What's the, what we can tackle Big Sov alai? So we see from this Gemara that Hakel Big Sov is the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash have to be the way they were given. You can't be Mishan. You can make a Tikkun Mizbeach. Yeah, you have good Kavanas. You have Kavanas. Because you want to become Kisi Adam, but that doesn't help the situation. There's a nisa of Hakel Bixov, as they say from the Gemara, not like the Marsha. So what does he do with the Russian Midas, the Russians that made the Seirik? So he wants to say, that the holding of Hakel Bixov was only on the Bayis, not on Harabayis. Harabayis is no problem. That's why there's no problem of Hakel Bixov. Now what do we do with our Gemara? So Rav Moshe says, Amoyra de Kechidish. This is the tshuva of Rav Moshe and Mechitzis, which one would think here we'd find a lot of kulis, and in this tshuva we find the biggest chumos. So Rav Moshe says as follows. Rav Moshe says that we learn out from this pasuk, v'sof to ha'oretz, noshim levad, noshim levad, that min ha'teire, there is not permitted to be a taruvis. There's not permitted to be a taruvis. And what is called taruvis? Taruvis is if there could be kalus roish. Taruvis doesn't mean that one is next to the other. If this kalus roish between them, they're in such a way situated that there could be kalus roish, that's called taruvis. In Minateira, it's not permitted to be taruvis. When there is a kibbutz of anoshim v'noshim together, Minateira is not permitted to be taruvis. So how should it be that the women should be and the men should be? He says, I say the women won't come, so he says, by Hakel Zichah the women came. So how could it be that there should be a Taruvis, and Taruvis is a Taish, and even there could be Kalos Roish? So, Agavurcha, the Oitze brings down from the Piskeri, the Kalos Roish was that one smiled at the other and winked to the other, there was really, they were, one was looking at the other, and then that was the Kalos Roish. So that's called Taruvis. And min ha'toyre des anissa. Omro toyre. That's what happened this person. So min ha'toyre, you know, that is not permitted to be a taruvis. So there's no kasher, Rav Moshe says, why it's not in the blueprint. Because it doesn't have to say in the blueprint. The blueprint of the Beis HaMikdash, Hakel Biksov, is telling us how the Beis HaMikdash has to be built. But if I know from the Torah that there can't be taruvis, so versteht sich, there has to be a gzustere. If that is the only way that will be moinea taruvis, so versteht sich, there has to be. So this is something understood min ha'Torah. So memele, so you don't need Hakel Biksov. Hakel Biksov was only on the inyonim. Hakel Biksov was only on the Yonim, which you didn't know how the Beis HaMikdash has to be built. So that was written a blueprint. But if I know min ha'Torah that there is also to be a kibbutz of a noshim v'noshim, there cannot be a taruvis of a noshim v'noshim, and Kozman this kalos roish that's considered taruvis. So that's understood that there'll have to be a gzustere. So memela, that's why it wasn't necessary for it to be written in the blueprint. That's how Rav Moshe says pshat. This is loshen as amirah de kalosh amachrochim tzas loimer shedinze humi deyareise bechol mokim kibbutz. Not back in the Beis HaMikdash. Shreya hespit shela osi shela meidim misham loimer tzonu b'shiya b'migdash. Vim sham loinesa mi deyareise eich shayach lameiluch mizay iser deyareise la migdash. אלא משמה שהוא איסר בכל מוקים שצריכים להיקובץ בו אנושים ונושים, שאסורים ליאויס בלוי הבדולס מחיצה ביניהם כדי של יבואו לידי קלס חויש. That's what he says, number one. Now, he says, so here he was makel with a mechitza of three ames, which he holds a shoulder height. So he held, if there's such a havdol of three ames, so that takes away the shame taruvis already, because it's difficult already that one should be oisik with the other. And he tines by the gezustere, he says it doesn't say that there was any mechitza by the women. They were standing on this balcony. And for all practical purposes, there was just a balcony, a floor coming out and finished. And they were standing there. And the men could see the women. The women could see the men. But since already they were on two different levels, so that already is not called a taruvis. Let's call them mudgal one from the other. Agav Urche, the Piske Harid brings down, the Piske Harid, he says, on this Gzustere, Shoyim Mechitze Soviv Kein Tzrige Chaloynes. He says there was a Mechitze on this Gzustere also. There were slats. That he said, the Piske Harid says claw, that the women could see what's happening and the men couldn't see the women. That's the Piske Harid says. It seems Ramosha didn't have the Piske Harid. Or he held it not lalochet. He said in the Gemara it doesn't mention anything that something had to be done that one shouldn't see the other. Val kaponim, so that's his makir. That's makir. So his makir is that there's a chiyuv d'oraisa that there should not be a whenever there's a kibbutz of anoshim v'noshim shasurim liyos v'loy havdolos mechitza b'neim kedei shelo yavoyu lidei kalos roish. And when it's Yochel Lover, they call Frosh, that is called Taruvis. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ko hespede, my avidite. The Gemara asks, what was this hesped? When the Pasuk is speaking about Besofta, Ha'oretz, what's hesped? What's this hesped over here? So the Gemara says, two terutzim. Pligi bo Rabbi Doise ve Rabbono. Chad Omar al Mashiach ben Yosef. Shenerak. Mashiach ben Yosef will be killed. To be maspetin. Vechad Omar al Yetzahore Shenerak. Rek de Gemara Bishloim Laman Doma Mashiach ben Yosef Shenerak. Hayne Dersi. He beat to Eli as a Shelda Koru. They'll see the person who was stabbed. The soft all of the mispaid ala yochid, and they'll give a hesped, like a hesped on a ben yochid. It's gonna be a terrible calamity and a tragedy. Elaman, the omal yetzahora shenera, kayes pay the boiler mevet, you have to make a hesped, please. Simcha boiler mevet, boch Hashem, it's about time. So why is there a hesped? So the Gemara answers, am I bochu? So why is it going to cry? Why? What's the cry about? The Gemara says the crying will be something else. Kedidoresh Abiyude, va'osid lovoi mevi'a kadosh baruch hu liyetzahore v'shoichtoi b'fnei atzadikim b'fnei rishoyim. The Rabbeinu Shlomo will shech the yetzahore. Tzadikim nidma lahem kahar gavoya. The tzadikim picture the yetzahore like a tremendous mountain. It is difficult to go over this mountain. Rishoyim nidmo lehem kechut ha-sayra. Rishoyim, they picture the Yetzirah like kechut ha-sayra. Halolu boichim, valolu boichim. Both will be crying. Tzadikim boichim va'imrim, hech yechonu lichbo ishar gavoye kaza. How were we ever able to be koivish this tremendous mountain? Rishoyim boichim v'imrim hech lo yochel nalich b'yishezchut ha-sayro hazeh. Why weren't we able to be koivish the zchut ha-sayro? So the shayla is, what is he? Is he a har gavoya? Is he a chut ha-sayro? Since others want to say, we have laid in the Gemara Mishigodol mechaber yitzigodol menu. So by the tzadikim taker they had a har gavoya, the Rishoyim only had a chut ha-sayro. So I saw Madregas Ha'odom, Madregas Ha'odom wants to say that the Emes and both the Emes, it brings down, the Goyin says this in Mishlei, that the Yetzahore does not come to the person in leaps and bounds. He only comes to the person to do something which is, it's not black, it's gray. It's leaning towards the white side. It's something that's permissible, maybe not so permissible, but not kefelech for sure. That's the first approach that the Yetzahore comes to the person. Now, so listen, it's not this nish kefelech, taka not kefelech. So if the person, he taka agrees with the Yetzahore, taka not kefelech, nish kefelech, so this is a knisa for the Yetzahore, then we go another chutasayra, and another chutasayra, but the person doesn't realize that every chutasayra, he's getting more entangled in the trap of the Yetzahore, till eventually it will build up to a hagavoya. That means eventually it will be so trapped with the traps of the Yetzahore, now to break off, now it's a hagavoya. But the person is blind. Now he can't break off when he's completely trapped. Now he's confronted with the Hagavoya. But the beginning was a Chutasayra. So the Rishoyim are crying. That's Makel. Why didn't they control themselves? It wasn't so difficult in the beginning. As if it wasn't so difficult. Why didn't they control themselves? It was Biyodom. So that's what they're crying about. What held back the tzaddikim? Because the tzaddikim were not short-sighted. They, when they saw the chutasayra, they saw in this chutasayra there's a potential hagavoya. So they already saw the hagavoya. The potential hagavoya already. And they knew the hagavoya, they won't be able to be nitzel from it. So the mele, that gave them the koyach not to be nitzel in this hagavoya. Let us see Rashi. Abal kaponim, they feel the gewaldik in the soyin which was involved. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, tzadikim boichem sheniskorim betzarom shehoyolahem lichboish harosha hazeh bechayeyem, the difficulties they had to be koivish the yetzer. The Gemara says later, is Toma together with the Tzadikim. Shenema koyama Hashem tzvokis ki yipolei ba'enei sheiri sa'om azeh b'yomi mehem gam ba'enei yifla. So that's my other say pshat. The Gemara says later, in molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozrei enei yocholoi. That a person needs Ezer Hashem. So that means without Ezer Hashem, it doesn't go. So when the tzaddikim look at the nisoyim which they were put into, so stake moiridik, so ki polei beini sheis, how were they able to be misgaba when they take see the difficulties they had encountered? So really, the Rabban Shalom could have said, well, you know, you didn't do it all by yourself. There was Ezer Hashem, Hashem leizvene, but the Rabban Shalom doesn't want to take away from their avodah. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, "Kam be'ena yipoli." How did you taka do it? The Rebbeinu Shlom is not miyachas the gvura to himself. He's miyachas the gvura to klal yisro. Kam be'ena yipoli. Omar Rabasi yetzer haro b'tchila doime l'chut shel buchye. In the beginning, it's similar to a spider web. It's very weak. But as it continues, it becomes like a thick rope that can pull, that you can pull something heavy with it. They're moishech on themselves the oven with string, with rope, which is very thin. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shalbuchye akabi shekoirin irinya. That's a spider. Perhaps there's a similarity to a spider web. A spider web is taka thin, but it's very sticky also. So, when you get involved in it, you get stuck. That's similarity. You can still break it, but you're stuck. L'psoiv shodom nimshach achav ma'at mizgaba v'hoilach loy. Moish chiyovim b'chavle yashov, v'tchiloi mivin oisya leim edei chavolim sheinim shal klum. They brought the Yovim. Achav oisya golo, chavolov, v'shekoshim esaporo l'machish. Zog the Gemara v'ayta, tono rabono, Moshiach ben David, sh'osid li golois b'mehre b'yameinu, Oymalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shal mimeni dobo v'etim loch. Shememo, asapro choik, ani hayoim l'editicho, shal mimeni v'et negoim nachlasecho, whatever you want, shal mimeni. Kiven sh'ro Moshiach ben Yosef sh'nera, goyim l'fonav rabbeinu sh'loilam, eini mevakish mimcha elo chayim. Just wants chayim. Oymo loy chayim, ad sh'lo yomarto, kvar isnabi olecha dovid avicha. Shnemer chayim shol mimcha nasata loy. He gave it already to Mashiach ben David. Zogt Rashi. Asapra ulchoik, asapra dovazeli yislochok lezikoran. Hayim lezitich, hayim agala lebriyis shebniyato. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Dorash rabaviro, V'yitayma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shiva Shemesh, Yeshle L'yetzer Horov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Korera. Shenemar, Ki Yetzer Lev Ha'odom, Ra Min Ha'urav. So a person has in himself Ra. Moshe Korei Orel. Shenemar, Maltem Es Olas Levavchem. This is another thing. The Lev is Sosum. It's covered. Till one can reach the Lev. David Korei Tomei, Shenema Leif Toya Broli Elikim, Michlal Dika Tomei. That means that's a koyach that the Leif becomes Tomei. Shleime Korei Seine, Shenema Imrov Seinacho Achileu Lechem, Im Tomei Hashkeyu Mayim, Kigecholim Ata Choyse Al Roishe. Hashem Yishalim Loch, Altike Yishalim Loch, Al Yashlimenu Loch. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Im rov sein acho, yitzrecho horo rov, v'toav laveire." He's very hungry. He has a tremendous urge to do an aveire. So what should you do? Achileyu lechem, atricheyu b'milchamto shel teire, tersiv lechu lachmu v'lachmi. Now that's when this is amir de Kerashi. Rashi came in with Muhammad. And the Marsha says Pshat, the Rashi learns Pshat, that Lachmu is a Loshen Muhammad. The Loshen Lechem and the Loshen Muhammad. So the Pasuk says, Lachu Lachmu Belachmi. So that means one should be Lechem Belachmi Shelter. And therefore Rashi says, Atricheyu Bimulchamte Shelter. So Bemison Rashi is saying, Amoyredik Ezach. That be'etzem, there are two eifanim, how one could learn. One could lean back on his chair, have maybe a cold soda in front of him, and be looking in the Gemara, and he's learning very peacefully, and it's very nice what the Gemara says, and beautiful, very nice, enjoyable. That's one way to learn Torah, but that is a limud without a mulchama. There's no mulchama, everything goes good. And if it doesn't go good, he makes sure to go good. The Chaim HaKodesh in Masechet Shabbos says there are some people that everything is good. There's no kashas. There is a blind spot when something doesn't look too good, so you go further. That's one way of learning Torah, but that's learning with Adam Ulchome. It seems this won't help the Yetzer Hara too much. That if you won't get involved in the learning, that's not too successful. Im rov sein acho, it won't help. There's an inyan of amelis b'teire. We learn now, Rashi brings down in b'chukui se teilechu, shetiyu amelim b'teire. Omel is pshat that he's toiling. It's difficult. The Maral says pshat, where do we see amelis? It says teilechu. Teilechu means you're walking. That means a person could drive. if you're driving, there's no difficulty. You just sit down in a car and you can drive through a sugya also, and you won't have any problems. Walking is tedious and there's toil involved. To walk and walk. Agavucha the Maral says is another thing. If you walk teilecho, you're not standing in one place. You have to cover ground also. And if one sees that he doesn't see any claw kite, he doesn't stand. He goes further. The Navi says, if you're hoilech b'choshech, that means he's confronted with choshech, he's learning a Gemara, this doesn't stem, everything is choshech. You go further, you're hoilech, you try to understand, eventually, ro oir godel. But al kaponim, this is the oifen how Torah should be learned. Torah should be learned that he's an omel. That's how he gets involved in Torah, and that's how Torah becomes a part of him. The pasuk says, "Ki b'seiras Hashem cheftzay b'seirasay yege yoimam v'loilam." So the Gemara says on this pasuk, "Mitchilo nikra Torah Hashem, v'psayif nikra." Torah Sai means that the Torah became part of him. It's an atmius of him. So then he's a ben Torah, he's a Torah de Kemensh, he's a different type of a person. The Torah became a chelik of him. We find there's a mitzvah to be mechabed a Talmud Chochem. So where do we learn out this mitzvah? Vadalto pnei zokein. So what's the title? Zokein? So ze shekono chochma. What's like Zeh Shekona? That the Torah became his. It's Torah Soi, not Torah Hashem. Torah Hashem means that he knows, he can be a computer, he knows for Stutzach and Torah Hashem, but it didn't become part of him. Torah Soi means it becomes part of him. So now the Shaila is, when does the transformation come from Torah Hashem to Torah Soi? So Rashi in Tillim says, Misha omal boy nasis teirosai. If a person is an omal, then it becomes teirosai. Kozman is not an omal, he's not a teireach, it's not teirosai. He's just knows what stutzach and teiros Hashem. It doesn't become teirosai. And we see Meir de Rashi says in Parshas Bechukosai, in Parshas Bechukosai Rashi says, v'im lois ishmuuli, so Rashi says, loitiyu amelim b'teiros. So it seems the whole trail downwards starts im leitiyu amelim b'teira. That's the skulas ha-teira is only comes with amelus, only through amelus. And without amelus, we find that's called esik ha-teira. There's a meridike taz. The taz says pshat na gemara nedorim. The gemara es takash al me'ovdo ha'oretz. So the gemara says shleishamu b'kayli v'leholchu bo. They didn't make birchas ha-teira. Very difficult gemara. So the Taz says, Amir de Kepshat. He says, what is pshat? Shleibilchu ba-teira t'chila. He says, you know what the bracha is? The bracha is lasik b'divrei teira. The bracha is not, it's make it an asik. Derech pilpul, derech yegiye, derech amelis. That is the mitzvah of lima da teira. They didn't learn teira like that. They learned teira. The bracha of lasik to make an asik and a yegi and a tilcha out of it, that they didn't do. They also they went without hilach. They flew through. They didn't. So memele. So therefore, so that Torah was not sufficient to be megan on them. And therefore, they lost Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says, I mean the Tamar of the Rashi over here, achileu lechem in rov sanacha. The only way one can be misgaber over the Yetzer Hara is Hatricheyu b'milchamtoi shel Teira d'chsiv l'chu lachmu b'lachmi. Hashkeyu mayim. Teira d'chsiv l'chu tzomei l'chu l'mayim. So Teira is called mayim also. Heiko tzomei l'chu l'mayim. Agavuch edachsar mea, it says over here, in this pasuk it says another inyan. We know Mayim is very unique. The Mishnah says in Brachas, Ashoise Mayim Litzmoi, he's chayv to make a Brocha. And the Goyin says, that, I mean, that's Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah, that the only time a person makes a brach on water is if he's thirsty. By other mashkois, you drink a glass of orange juice, a glass of apple juice, a glass of milk, you're thirsty, you're not thirsty, you make a brach, you're deriving nutrition, whatever you're getting from it, you're having enough from it, it's fully, you're not thirsty. Water has no time. So the only time a person makes a brach on water, if it's a shaysa mayim litzmoy, if he's thirsty, so then it's the chayiv bebrach. Teira is nimshul amayim, but in order for a person to, he has to have a thirst in himself to learn the Teira. That means the Mishnah says in Ovis, have shaysa betzomei as divrayim. The Mishnah in Ovis told us that the way Teira should be drunk, it should be drunk betzimoy. There's a medrash Rabbeinu Yonah there. When Yenis says pshat in that Mishnah as follows. He says you can have two people. You can tell one person a shtik teire, which is beautiful. Mamish meiridik. But if he doesn't have a desire to hear it, so it doesn't have any chshivas by him. He doesn't enjoy it at all. If a person is athirst for teire, you can tell him a dover poshut mioid, and he appreciates it meiridik. So, Avishaitse Bitsomes Livrayim is a seder how Torah should be drunk. Bemisin, that's what it says in this Pasuk. This Pasuk says, Haikol Tsome Lechula Mayim. The Mayim of Torah can only be drunk if a person is thirsty for it. And so he says, Achileu Lechem, Yashlimenu Loch She Sholem Yitzlucha Imach, That means that such a two extremes from a li'ovid min ha'olam will be oyavecha. That's pshat hachilei. Rav sein hachilei lechem b'mtzomei hashkei yomai. The Marsho wants to say another pshat in the Gemara. That's not exactly speaking about Teire. Ashi told it to Teire. He said, "Im rov sanach achilei lechem mitzomei hashkei umayim," that a person cannot go out 100% with a frontal attack on the Yetzer Hara. That means, "Im rov sanach," if there's a hunger, if there's a thirst, you have to eat something. You have to satisfy a little bit also. That means you should indulge a little bit in food. Hachochiyus. Don't go out all the way in precious. You should indulge a little bit. And that's good. So as long as you're giving him a little bit, then you can continue al derech ha'eta. Ki gecholim ata chaysa al roishay v'ashem yishalom loch al tiki yishalom loch al yashli menu loch. Then you'll make shalom with you. The Yetzirah will make, the Yetzirah will make shalom with you. Yishaye korei michshel. He called the Yetzirah Michshel, Shenemel Soilu, Soilu, Pano Derech, Horimu, Michshel, Miderech Amin. Yecheskel Koroi Evan, Shenema Barisei, Vasiroisi, Esleib, Ha'Evan, Mipsachem, Nosati Lochem, Leiv Boso. This Bechina of Evan is that in Evan, that means a person is a stone, a heart like a stone, that means they can't penetrate, there's no helgish, there's no feelings in what he's doing. That comes about, that's from the Koyach HaYetzer. So the Zavtoche Vasiroisi Eslev Ha'Evan Mibsalchem. But the while it's an Evan, and he's not affected of the Matziv and of the Metzias, that, Yoyel kore tzvoini, shenema vesa tzvoini archik me'aleichem. So what tzvoini, Sarashi says, tzvoini, k'nemeforesh tzofen b'liboy shel odom. That means the Yetzahore is hidden, is embedded in the lave of the odom. Rachmer Avdesla says in an ode, the difference between odom arishin, koydom achet, and ach achet is as follows. Kaidem Achet, there was a Nochash, there was a Yetzahara, there was a Mesis. But he said, for example, let's say you'll have a person, and you have two salesmen coming to him. One wants to induce him, he should put his hand in a fire. He tells him, you put your hand in your fire, it feels so good. Mamish mayadik. It's warm and thus. The other one tells him, Chas v'shalom, you'll burn off your hand. Okay, so you have two people telling him opposite on hugis. He has to decide which one is foe, which one is his friend, and but he's a third person, and he's been trying to be convinced by two people. That was Adam Arishin Kaidem Achet. That was a Nochos, that was a Mesis, and after the Chet from the Eitz Hadas, Yedei Atei Vara, so now the Ra became part of the person. So that means when he's talking about snapshot, that he's listening to the Eitz Hadas. So he, the Ani, is the Eitz Hadas. He's telling the person what I want. Oh, the Yetzer Tov, maybe it's third person. He wants you to do this, but what do I want? The Yetzer Tov becomes the eye of the person. That's why he's talking the Ribbon Shalom, so the lay that is controlling it and talking to him, that's the Yetzer Tov. Who's there? He's controlling the lay. Honor Abonon, the Sustaining Artist, the Amazing, the Yetzer Tov, the Sustaining, the Aim of the Ribbon Shalom. He died in he turned his face a la yam akadmain. Shemnosan Einov b'migdash harishin v'chivay. He was the one that destroyed the bayis. The Seifai in his last accomplishment, Ala Yom Ha'achrein, Shemas Ma'ino Big Deshevim Bechiva. Orak Tamidei Chachomim Shaboy, Va'ola Boshoi V'sal Tzachanosoi. And his Sirchen went up, Sheminiach Umei Soilom, and Mizgare B'Seineim Shal Yisrael, Ki Higdel Lasoi Somer Abai, B'Tamidei Chachomim Yoysa Mikulom. That means he gives all his attention in all his koiches, Tamidei Chachamim. The Maral says that the Maral in the note explains what really brought about Chulban Habayis. The Chulban Habayis we had, there were such Giluyim in the Bayis Rishon. What brought about the Chulban? Well, he brings this Gemara, that was the Girui HaYetzer. The Gemara says the Yetzer Hore Chivay. That means he put in tremendous koiches. They were tremendous, the Nishoynis were Meiridik. We find the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Menashe told one of the Meiroim, if you would have been in our time, you would have lifted up your coat and run after the Avodah Zarah. So Meiridik Abir, what said he lifted up his coat? So Menashe told them, let me tell you what you would look like if you would have been in our times, when the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah was Shailet. This two people that do something bad. There's one person that wants to do something bad. Let's see, wants to do a davar ra in a house. He comes to the house and the door's locked. So mitzad echad, he feels bad that he wanted to do this and he's unable to do it. Mitzad acher, he feels gratified because he knows bepnimius lavovi, this is wrong. No, he couldn't control himself. Now, Baruch Hashem, the door's locked, I can't do it. So he's gratified that Lamais, he's grateful. He's grateful that Baruch Hashem, I was able to be nitzel from this davaro. There's another person who's fully convinced that this is the right thing to do. So when he comes to a locked door, he's very frustrated. So he'll try to break down the door. I mean, what's wrong? He has to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. So Menashe told them, that's the difference between you and us. We also ran after Avodah Zarah, but we didn't pick up our coats. If our coats were hindering us in the running, Nishkefelach. Because we realized, Bifnimis Lovavena, that we're doing wrong. That we couldn't help ourselves. There's a Merdek Giri Hayetza, we couldn't help ourselves. If you would have been there, you would have taken away all the obstacles. Kihoda Abaye. Shomei lohu gavre dekoma lohi itze nagdim v'nezel b'ulchem. Abaya overheard that a man told a woman, let's wake up early in the morning and we'll go together on a path. Omar, Abaya heard this, Ezel Afreshina Miyisura, a gavra and a itza going together early in the morning, that doesn't sound too healthy. So he decided to follow them. They'll be Mafreshina Miyisura. Ozel Basrayu. They're walking along. They came to Prosh's Drochim and they separated. Shaminu, he heard them, the Kaomri, Urchen Rechike, now there's a far distance between us. You're going one direction, going the other direction. Betzavs and Besima, the company was so nice, so comfortable, so gishmak. And they separated. Nothing, no Averis, nothing. Omar Abaye, Iman de Sonili, have it. If I would have been in his situation, I wouldn't be able to control myself. So it was very tzabrochen. So he leaned on the briach of the door and was very tzabrochen. Also, because he's misgare b'tamidei chacham. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, upon the Bal Yom HaKadmoyni, HaMikdash Rishon Shukiyam, Shekol Nikvotzim Shom, Kiyam, Shekol HaNecholim Hilchem Eilam. Ba'ola Boshe V'Tzachnosi V'Nei Shehela Boshe V'Sichayin, Sichayin Sheniach Umeis V'Nizgara B'Yisrael. Yes, that's why it's Ola Boshe V'Tzachnosi. Nagdi V'Nei Zlobuchen, Ashkim B'Ashkoma, Koidem Hayoim, Ashkomi Koyikad Musa. Kavapol Shimeadodi Shoyu Mishnei Ayores. They came from two different cities. Yigil Aproshes Drochim, Pirizelakan, Vizelakan. Ulche Rechike, Derech Achoyki Ben Shtei Mekoy Meseinu. Vyevshinu Oyle Lechyachid. We can't continue walking together. Pitzavsa Besima, Ilo Yinochin Lech Bedech Echad, Ayinoim Tzavah Shalom. If we continue walking together, be very geschmack. Iman de sonilim hoya soine misyached, soin ay misyached im eisho, they have a motzuk minavshe milachta, but that's my yoyoyma. Tolo navshe nishin abriach adeles ka odam shemachashe im itztaya. There's a moira de kemaisa that's brought down from the Goyin. It was once a yid, he was mechaber of Givas Pinchas, Sefer, with the Magid Meshorim and Plotsk, I think. And he once stood up, there was a Mesibah, and he gave a drosha. And the Goyin was there by this Mesibah. And he told the Olam, he said, Alavai, I should have the Yetzahore from the Goyin, no one should have my Yetzahore. And he explained himself. He says, what does the Yetzahore tell the Goyin? The Goyin was learning Masmoda Rabbe. What are you talking to do? So he told him, what can he tell him? He can tell him, listen, there's a mitzvah, a mishmal to me, l'nafshi seichem. So you have to rest 1 minute. After the 1 minute, you'll go back to learn. But rest 1 minute. So the Yetzirah of the Goyin tells him to rest 1 minute and to learn the whole day. What does my Yetzirah Tov tell me? To learn the whole day. He knows who he's dealing with. So he says, I battled us. He says, learn a minute. So learn a minute, you battled, but learn 1 minute. So comes out, my Yetzer Tov tells me to learn a minute, and I battled the whole day. And his Yetzer Hara tells him to battle a minute, learn the whole day. The Goyin was there. So the Goyin said, Horachmon Yatzel Kol Ish Mea Yetzer Hara Shali. Redzach Nish Ein. He said, everyone should be nitzel for my Yetzer Hara. Ma Tuchlu Atem Lodas. What do you know? So a kaponim by stachos that wasn't the rosy picture of the goyim's yetzer hara, mishegodol mechaber yitzchak godol emes.